This is Northwest News from KNKX. People who have recovered from COVID-19 get some level of immunity to the virus. Now, scientists at the University of Washington are set to start testing people for past infection. KNKX's Gabriel Spitzer has more.
The blood test looks for antibodies to the virus. That would shed light on both how widespread the outbreak really is and who could be relatively safe from reinfection. That, in turn, could help frontline workers make decisions about what precautions they need to take. Keith Jerome is head of virology at UW-Medicine. He says this will fill out the picture of how the pandemic is spreading.
This gives us another fantastic tool to really get the sense that we're starting to turn the tables on this virus a little bit. We can find the virus, we can also find who had it. And this allows us to then do this sort of tracing, this control, this containment of the virus that I think is what we need to do to start getting our lives back.
Jerome says preliminary trials show the new test is extremely accurate, with virtually no false positives so far. The lab expects to be able to process 12,000 to 14,000 tests a day within a couple of weeks. Patients would need to be referred by a medical provider in order to get it. Gabriel Spitzer, KNKX News.